Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Amazing. CNN and Democrats prove election machine fraud. It's really unbelievable. There's a whole giant report on CNN filled with a whole bunch of Democrats running around proving election machine fraud and hacking and showing you that election machines are hackable. It's amazing. You don't believe me, do you? You don't believe me. I have it. I'm going to play it for you. Here you go.
We're loving this one, but most people probably wouldn't.
A room full of hackers, all trying to hack into voting machines.
You can possibly make it accept a fake card or accept any card, so you could add your own votes.
These are supposed to be the latest machines. They're still used in elections, and they're running ancient software. I think that, like, if somebody wanted to, it would be pretty easy to fake an election.
Less than a couple hours with access, and they're already figuring out ways to break in and play pranks. But it gets more serious.
Before, so you could leave the security key into it and still inject.
I feel like I'm the only one here that hasn't found a vulnerability.
It's not what you think. They've all been invited here to demonstrate just how vulnerable the tech we rely on for our elections can be. The experiment is the brainchild of Jake Braun. He's a former security advisor for the Obama administration.
You know, with everything that happened in 16, what we're trying to do is get this industry to mature from a cybersecurity perspective so you don't have folks saying what they are now, which is things like machines are unhackable or databases are air-gapped and can't be changed.
It's not clear if any actual machines were infiltrated in the 2016 election, and no one has suggested any physical votes were changed. But
that's because in 2016, they weren't hacked by Russia. But you see, this had to do with Russia, and they even admit Russia never hacked our machines. No one's ever even accused Russia of hacking our machines. But isn't it interesting, in 2020, we know for sure our machines were hacked, and we know that most of it came from China. And we know our elections and votes were flipped, and there's tons of people accusing the machines, but CNN doesn't care. They cared before. Now they don't care at all. They proved that the election machines are hackable, and now, just a few years later, they said, these machines can't be hacked. Nothing can happen to them. No, everything's legit. You know why? Because notice the Obama administration was behind this, and notice CNN's behind this. The Democrats, when wanting and hoping to find anything they could connect Russia, and they were hoping Russia did something, that's what they were hoping, so they could connect it to Trump and say Trump cheated, that's what they were doing. But in the process, it dawned on them, holy crap, look how easy in our investigation you could hack. Russia didn't do it, but holy cow, we could use this for ourselves and get rid of Trump in 2020. And that's exactly what they did. You see, they learned, in their effort to try to connect Trump into something, they quickly learned, well, we can steal the election for ourselves anytime we want. That's what we need to do. That's what this report is. Now that you understand that, watch more. Watch as they learn that they can do this in 2020. Of course, this is all about, at the time, remember, Robert Mueller and stuff was investigating Trump at this time. So they were trying to find anything. They never found anything because Trump won fair and square. Then Trump won in 2020. But now that they did this investigative report, they realize, we're never going to win in 2020. We're never going to beat Trump. But remember when we were trying to frame Donald Trump and we learned that we can hack the election super easy? Let's do that. And that's what they did.
But intelligence officials agreed that Russia was able to meddle with other election-related systems. This inspired Braun and the organizers of this year's DEF CON hacking conference to collect over 30 pieces of voting-related equipment, including voting machines and a mock elections office, and tell a group of hackers to try any means necessary to break into and reverse engineer them.
And then when you find out that information, let us know so that we can use it against Donald Trump. Thank you.
And it didn't take long. Several were compromised within the first hour and a half.
So if you're a voter in America, we're likely hacking a machine that you vote on. There's a few dozen of these machines and also electronic poll books. In some states, people check in on an electronic device as opposed to a paper book.
How you cast your vote varies from district to district. Some places use this machine. Some places use that one. Some counties only vote on paper ballots. But almost all of these machines are still in use somewhere in the United States. Some of the hacks might not work if your district has updated the software on the machines, although many don't.
We can go in and hack this lock within 10 seconds. You gain access to the operating system. We could actually remove this and clone this particular USB. We could go back and start looking at and reverse engineering what's on this image and determining the various ways that we can impact this particular operating system.
Well, wait a minute. How come this isn't flagged as fake news? How come this isn't flagged and say, oh, the machines are unhackable. This can't happen. None of this can happen. CNN's running around acting like there's no evidence. There's no evidence the machines can be hacked. There's no when CNN themselves and the Democrats themselves exposed it. Obviously, the only reason why you would expose all this stuff, say how horrible it is, and then just 2 years, 3 years later, you deny everything that you just said in this report and deny it completely, that would mean you must have used all that information on your behalf. That would be the only reason why you would flip. The only reason why you would flip from all this information and deny it 100% now is if you found out all this information and realize we need to stop sharing this information and use it for ourselves, and then we'll deny that this information ever existed. And that's what they've done. It's obvious, and everybody knows it. This is important because remember, we have a Supreme Court challenge about our machines and the evidence being hacked by China, and we have the proof that the votes were flipped coming up in November 23rd. It's important to show that the Democrats themselves believe all of this would happen, could happen, and is easy to do. They believed it. They proved it. Not even the Republican Party. The Democrats and the Obama administration proved it.
You guys, no one will believe you.
If they see XP, they're very happy.
And then, good Lord, did he just say good Lord? I like it every time it reboots to Windows XP, you hear people groaning behind that.
The machines you use to cast your vote aren't the only point of entry for attackers. Other election-related systems like campaign networks and registration databases are also at risk.
See? Registration databases, we know that's exactly what they did, the Democrats, in helping stuff the ballots, and they use registration databases. We have proved that in several states in the audits. They probably got it straight from this report. Let's do that, is what they said.
The vulnerabilities at the voting machine level are very localized, and what we're trying to simulate out here is the entire back-end network.
There's a lot of mischief these guys can do without ever actually having to physically get access to a machine. If they were just to go in and mess up the voter file, you could have millions of people showing up at the wrong precinct or showing up at the right precinct, but the name's wrong in the poll book, and then all of a sudden, now they don't know where they need to go.
Or you can take the names of people who didn't vote and vote in their name. Oh, let's do that. Oh, they did do that.
Intelligence officials have stated that Russia was able to influence the election without the need to penetrate actual voting machines by breaching DNC computers, accessing staffer emails and opposition research. The Department of Homeland Security also found that they targeted election-related systems in as many as 21 states.
If you wanted to go in and specifically manipulate vote counts on every single machine in America, that'd be really hard to do.
Right.
But you don't need to do that to have an impact on the election in 18 either. You don't only have...
Well, wait a minute. He just said that would be really hard to do, but that's exactly what did happen, and the Chinese were able to do it. So clearly, the Chinese are better at this than the Russians. Or maybe the Democrat Party was part of it, and that's why the Chinese were able to do it. Oh, maybe that's why.
To flip a couple Senate seats to have an impact on U.S. Congress.
If it can be done, there's a chance it's already being done.
If a nation state, a criminal organization, if they would start doing this, they would have stolen databases, they would have stolen machines, they would have manuals, they would have studied.
Right.
They have started with nothing. Few hours ago, the uphill battle they have fought to get where they are is incomprehensibly more difficult than what real criminal would need to do.
Do you think that nation states, real criminals, already have an idea of some of the vulnerabilities that are being discovered today?
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. That guy said absolutely. So is he a conspiracy theorist? Why'd they let him on the air? They should have banned him. He's peddling conspiracy theories. Nation states, criminal organizations like the CCP, yeah, the Chinese Communist Party, a criminal organization could hack it. That's what he was saying. But, oh, these were a bunch of lefties, and this is CNN, and it was 2017. So it's not a conspiracy theory, even though it was at the time, because they were trying to link it to Russia when Russia didn't do it. So they made up that the Russians did it with zero evidence. Russia didn't hack any of the machines. We know that. If they had, the CNN would have went ballistic. We've got it. Look at the Russians hacked our election machines to help Donald Trump. Robert Mueller would have went ballistic. They would have impeached Donald Trump over it. They obviously know for a fact that Russia never did. But what they were saying is Russia could. China could if they wanted to. But now, if you say that, you're a conspiracy theorist. So CNN is a conspiracy theorist fake news organization and should be banned on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. But they're not. Why? Why? They're agreeing with Trump supporters. They're agreeing with me. This is amazing.
It's all documented. It's in public documents. It's not hiding anywhere. You can go actually to Secretary of State websites and download and learn hundreds and hundreds of vulnerabilities.
By the end of the weekend, all of the available machines had been hacked successfully, including an electronic poll book system that still contained the personal data of over 650,000 Tennessee voters in Shelby County, information that hadn't been properly wiped before the machines were resold. The county's administrator of elections told CNN Tech that they are looking into the incident, and that as far as they're aware, the information exposed on the poll book is already publicly available through a request to the Board of Elections. When reached for comment, manufacturer Election Systems and Software told CNN Tech, "Unrestricted access to a voting unit in an uncontrolled environment is not a legitimate test. We've extended an invitation to the organizers of DEF CON, inviting them to visit our home office, meet our developers, and engage in a collaborative discussion regarding voting system security. To date, we have not received a response." Dominion Voting Systems did not respond to our request for comment. The plan is to eventually present the event's findings to Congress.
What the election industry needs to do is start working together with our national security agencies to share threat information, understand when the bad guys get in, and then get them out when they do. If we don't get our act together quickly, this could be one of the biggest threats to American democracy in our history.
Oh my goodness, an Obama official spreading conspiracy theories. Or maybe it was the truth, and they decided, wait a minute, let's use it for ourselves, which we know that's exactly what they did, but here's the rest.
Believe that right now we are in a position where the 2020 election will be hacked?
Oh, without question.
Without question, the 2020 election will be hacked. That's an Obama official. They need to play that in front of the Supreme Court.
I mean, the 2020 election will be hacked no matter what we do, even if we're as more successful than I even think we could be in securing our elections. The question is, will we be able to identify the attacks before they can have an impact on the election through things like audits of vote counts? And
there's an Obama official saying that we need to audit the 2020 election to catch the people that we know there's going to be hacks. And the only way we can catch who they are is through election audits. This is CNN saying that we need to audit the 2020 election because there's going to be attacks, cyber attacks. CNN and Obama's own people telling you that there will be 2020 election hacks, and audits are the way to find out who did it. Wow.
And can we get the bad guys out before they can do something bad?
But remember, Donald Trump was president. It was 2017, and this was propaganda in the aspect of they take truthful information, but why were they reporting the truthful information? For false reasons. That was truthful information. All of it was truthful information. But the purpose of that truthful information was to try to make it look like Donald Trump and the Russians may have hacked the election. A false premise. They were pushing a false premise, and that's the only time that CNN pushes truthful information, if they can twist the truthful information for a false reason. So that's CNN still lying in the aspect that they were trying to pin it on Trump and Russia. So they were taking truthful information and twisting it to pin on Donald Trump, when in the end, they took that information and used it for themselves, because they always accuse the right of the evil things that they do. when they accuse the right of being racist, it's because they're all racist at heart. They even say it. They believe there is white privilege. If you're born white, you are privileged. So they're saying white people are better than black people. White people have to bring themselves down. And then critical race theory is teaching that minorities are less than and have to be brought up. White people have to bring themselves down, and you have to bring up and help up minorities, because white are naturally better than minorities. That's the Democrat Party. They're historically based in racism. Oh, you don't believe me? How about this? Evolution. Evolution demands that you're racist, and the Democrats push evolution. Evolution says that black people are closer to monkeys, and that's what the Democrats believe. They believe black people are closer to monkeys through evolution. I don't believe that. I think that's evil. It's nasty. It's awful. But if you say you believe in evolution, then that's what you believe. So you better not say you believe in evolution. Evolution is 100% a racist theory. It is its foundation is racism. You can't have evolution without having racism. It's literally impossible. Evolution is pure racism. So anyone who believes in evolution, and it's almost mostly the Democrat Party who pushes it and liberals who push it in schools, they push racism. See, they accuse us of being racist when they are the full-blown racists, and it's so obvious. But folks, that's not all I have. Remember, the Democrats, because of Donald Trump winning, flipped out about elections and looked into our security, and the elected officials, including Kamala Harris, admitted that our elections can be hacked and will be hacked, and we have to do something about it. Except for, wait a minute, Kamala Harris didn't know at the time. Wait a minute, we can use that, and I could be a recipient and steal an election and put myself in the vice presidency? Since she did that, now she had something to gain. Now she denies everything that she said back then.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switched votes from one candidate to another.
We brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines.
Workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
Remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
Unfortunately, Dominion has recently been thrust into the national spotlight as part of a dangerous and reckless disinformation campaign aimed at sowing doubt and confusion over the 2020 presidential election. First, there were no switched or deleted votes involving Dominion machines. Dominion is not and has never been a front for communists. The company also does not have any ties to China whatsoever, including no ties, including investment or source code transfer. Let me be clear. Voting systems are, by design, meant to be used as closed systems that are not networked, meaning they are not connected to the internet.
Sounds like some of these machines are showing the tabulators can and are connected to the internet.
Throughout, you're going to, particularly where a vote is cast on election day, those machines tend to and should not be connected to the internet, certainly as a best practice.
But some have the capability, don't they?
Some may have modems that are typically disabled, but in certain states, I believe in Wisconsin, some are temporarily activated to transmit some counts.
But those tabulators are connected on election day, because that's how they transmit the data to the counties and also into the unofficial.
In some cases, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Through forensic analysis of election management system computers in Antrim County, Michigan, affidavits from numerous election officials in Georgia, as well as the operator's manual for Dominion's Democracy Suite 5.5, our teams have gathered indisputable evidence that the entire system can indeed be connected, hacked, and manipulated. And in fact, it was.
That's right. It was. How did they know how to steal this election so efficiently? Because the Democrats, for practically 2 years, 2017, 2018, were screaming about how the machines can be hacked and you could steal an election. And in 2019, they did not say a word about it. They shut up very quickly. They stopped talking about it completely, and then they started saying the exact opposite. Election machines are perfectly safe and perfectly fine, after they just spent 2 years saying it wasn't. Because that's when they decided, oh, we're going to use this for ourselves. That's what we should do. Took them a while. They didn't think of it right away because they're not the smartest people in the world. Took them a long time. And then eventually the Communist Party of China told Joe Biden, you know, we can hack these elections for you. And then they're like, oh, yeah. And we know that you can because we did an investigation when we were trying to frame Donald Trump with Russia. We found out that, oh, yeah, we have all sorts of vulnerabilities that you and the Communist Party in China could exploit. And China said, yeah, we can help you win your primary when you were in last place and nobody was voting for you. And all of a sudden, Joe Biden out of nowhere has a miraculous rebound. And all of a sudden, he just starts winning states out of nowhere. It's just amazing. It just, every single Democrat just changed their mind when they all rejected Joe Biden. He was basically in last place almost. And all of a sudden, boom, everyone loved him and wanted him. He didn't do anything. He didn't say anything other than maybe he talked to a bunch of people in China. Maybe the Communist Party of China may have contacted him. That might have made the biggest difference in the Democrat primary, just so you know. Has anyone ever looked into that? Haven't you? Don't you realize that Joe Biden, nobody wanted him even then? And all of a sudden, boom, Joe Biden's it. And just like in the general election against Donald Trump, nobody wanted him. Everyone wanted Donald Trump. And well, obviously there is a small chunk of Democrats that did actually want Joe Biden instead of Trump because they just had Trump derangement syndrome and they would have voted for anything. They would have voted for communism, which they did. You could have Donald Trump or communism, freedom, and America doing better than it's ever done, or communism. And they said, we'd rather have communism. And so they voted for communism. Because it wasn't a secret that Biden was owned by the Chinese. Everyone knew Hunter Biden was owned. I know they always try to act like if Democrats knew about the Hunter Biden laptop, they did know. I don't know any Democrats that didn't know. Who are these people that didn't know? How'd you not know? Well, CNN didn't report it. So what? It was everywhere. People talked about it. People talked about it at work and at the water coolers. It was all over the internet. You'd have to purposely live under a rock and pretend not to know about the laptop. These people are like, I didn't know about the laptop before the election. Bull crap. I don't believe that for a second. You didn't care. You didn't care. Give me this crap. Folks, I'm so serious about this. The Democrats constantly pretend to be dumb. They're like little children when they get in trouble. Remember this because you can catch them every time. Think of them as your five-year-old child when they get in trouble and they go, I didn't know. I didn't know. I don't know why I did that. I didn't know. I didn't know that was even there. I didn't know. That's how they act. That's what they do. I don't know it's a baby. I mean, I'm for abortion, but I don't know if it's a baby or not. I don't know. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I didn't know that Joe Biden was owned by the Communists. I didn't know that he was going over there with Hunter Biden and doing crooked deals, except for we tried to impeach Trump over him disclosing his crooked deals in the Ukraine, and they were all behind that. How could they have not known? They knew. When they say they don't know, they're freaking liars. That's what they are. Don't let them get away with it. Folks, America isn't innocent like you think, and the people who vote for the Democrat Party aren't as stupid as you think. They're choosing to vote for evil. You have to understand that. But they have personal motivations, and it's usually, personally, they think they're going to financially benefit from it. And they will trade all their morals, all their standards, and America's freedom and the Constitution for money. That's what they will do. If they think their job is going to give them more money because of Democrats, or if the Democrats threaten their job and say, you better obey and do what we say, or we'll take your job away, they will. Money owns them. And so they lie about not knowing. And I don't know. I don't know. You know, you're doing it for crooked reasons yourself. You vote for the Democrat Party, maybe because you yourself got an abortion and you want other people to do it. And you want to feel better about yourself, or you have some sin that the Democrats have told you that sin's okay. You can sin as much as you want. Nobody cares. God's not going to judge you. Vote for the Democrats. Be jealous of other people. Take their money. Have the government rip the money out of them and give it to you. You've been abused. Be jealous of everybody else. That the Democrats run on jealousy. They really do. They pit groups against each other. That race group is evil and you should be jealous of them, and we'll knock them down for you and take from them and give to you. And that's why people vote for the Democrat Party, for evil motives. They don't vote because they think they're making America better. They're voting for selfish jealousy reasons. And we need to call them out on it. And nobody does. I try to, but most people don't. Why? Because it's rude. It might offend. You're being rude, Ben. You're offending people. Well, I think we live in a day and age where communists and people supporting the communist agenda in America should be a little bit offended by us freedom-loving people. Don't you think we should be a little bit offensive to them? They shouldn't like us. They should not like us at all, because we love freedom and the Constitution, and they don't, and we should prove it to them. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. If you don't love communism and you've been voting as a Democrat, realize you've been voting for the wrong party. Get away from the Democrat Party as fast as possible. If you love the Constitution in America, you have no business voting for a Democrat. Only people who hate this country vote for the Democrat Party from this day on, and don't pretend like you don't know. I love you guys. Check out The New American. See ya! Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information, and you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.